Above silence, the illuminating storms, dying storms, illuminate the silence above.
The above sample is noteworthy as it is a Kedic, a complex form of holy Voran poem. The Kedic not only reads the same forward and backward, allowing for alteration of verb forms, but is also divisible into five distinct smaller sections, each of which makes a complete thought. The complete poem must form a sentence that is grammatically correct and, theoretically, poignant in meaning. Because of the difficulty in constructing a Kedic, the structure was once considered the highest and most impressive form of all Voran poetry. The fact that this one was uttered by an illiterate dying Herdazian in a language he barely spoke should be of particular note. There is no record of this particular Kedic in any repository of Voran poetry, so it is very unlikely that the subject was merely repeating something he once heard. None of the ardents we showed it to had any knowledge of it, though three did praise its structure and asked to meet the poet. We leave it to His Majesty's mind on a strong day to puzzle out the meaning of why the storms might be important, and what the poem may mean by indicating that there is silence both above and below said storms. Joshua, head of His Majesty's silent gatherers, Tanatanev, 1173.